This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The thing really for the people who are not ulama, so they should actually attend the classes of the ulama for tafsir or some tafsir which are easy. Like in Arabic language, for the common people who don't know much knowledge, they don't want to scholarly tafsir. You know, one of the good tafsir, tafsir of Sayyid Shaheer Rahimullah Ta'ala, very nice literary and also, you know, something we can differ, but you know, it is good for the common people. In Urdu language, we have got few tafsir which are very good, like tafsir of Mawla Madudi. Few things we can differ, but it is very good tafsir to help the people to understand the Quran. Tafsir of Mawla Amin Hassan Salah is at the book of Quran. That's also good. But for the people who are ulama, they should really make effort to learn those tafsir which can help them to understand the Quran properly. And for that purpose, three tafsirs are essential. If people have those three tafsirs, will help them. So tafsir Tabari, tafsir of Imam Tabari, it has collected all the riwayat and all the reports about the tafsir from the Sahaba, from the Tabi'in, even from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the later people. Everything that you would know, want to know, any hadith about any author, about any verse, you can find there. So for the tafsir bin Ma'thur, the best one is tafsir Tabari. People should have, ulama should start with that one. Then people, ulama also need to learn the language and the style of the Quran, what is the beauty in the Quran, what is the language, how the grammar works. For that purpose, the best one is Tafsir Kashyaf al-Zamakhshari, the Mu'tazili. He's the best person to explain the language of the Quran and the beauty of the Quran, you know, beside his bid'ah, which we don't agree with him. But, you know, in this matter, there's no tafsir equal to his tafsir. In the balagha and the bayan and the ma'ani and the nahw and sarf of the Quran, he was among the last people who were so great in Arabic language and grammar. Nobody equal to him in his time. Even later on, after that, you can find people like Ibn Hisham and all. But Ibn Hisham, nothing to do, nowhere equal to Zamakhshari. Zamakhshari is the last big man in the Arabic grammar and the language and the balagha and the ma'ani. So his tafsir really is, you know, the best in this matter. Third tafsir which also can help, which actually I don't like, but it can help, tafsir of Imam Razi. Tafsir Imam Razi has many problems, but one thing good is that any possibility that can come in mind, he will put there. Qila, so there can be 10 opinions. Those 10 opinions actually are not valid, but at least it can help you to understand, to have different way upon different angles of the Quran. You can, but be careful about that, because most of these things really is coming from his mind of philosophy. You know, it's not really very true, but it at least can help you to think. At least he raised the right question. He raised the question. He did not answer the question properly, but you can learn from the question properly. These three things are, you know, very important. But among the later people, actually, the person who really spent his life properly to understand the Quran is Mawlana Hamiduddin Farahi Rahimullah Ta'ala. You know, many works, 30 years of his life, just Quran. Really amazing things. If you have some time, you find his books, you start reading some of them. Like Ra'i Sahih Fi Man Huwa Dhabih, Ima'an Fi Aqsam Al-Quran. Like Quran has so many Qasam, Wat-Teen Wal-Zaytun Wal-Asr. People don't know what it means really. The first person we know really properly had discussed in detail and proper argument to Mawlana Farahi. His book is Ima'an Fi Aqsam Al-Quran. Ar-Ra'i Sahih Fi Man Huwa Dhabih. And then he wrote a book, because Imam Mawlana Farahi, the way has been that the whole Quran is coherent and it is connected. So every surah of the Quran has connection with the surah before that and with the surah after that. And every verse has connection with the verse before that and after that. So nicely, and he is the one who explains so nicely, to start reading his tafsir. He has written tafsir of many surahs, and he also wrote a book, Muqaddama Fi Tafsir Nizam al-Quran. This Muqaddama is very helpful. It will help you how Quran actually should be interpreted. Actually, any book of Mawlana Farahi is helpful, because he's the person who really spent his life in this matter. So you can find many of his books online, and also you can buy. You start reading his book. Actually, he's a thinker. He will make you to think. He raises always a good question about Quran, that what does it mean, how this means. You know, so many things I have been learning from him. For a long time, we have been discussing that where Quran says, when Quran says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وَوَدِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ. First house. People have problem. Why first house? There must be mosque before that. Mawla Farahi writes, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وَوَدِعَ لِلنَّاسِ أَيَ لِحَجِّ النَّاسِ. First house for the Hajj. And then he proves that from the Quran itself, that meaning is the Hajj comes after that. So you can see very often he puts one word and solves all the problem. So many solutions like that. He's among the latest people. Actually, he's the best person. You know, he spent his time in all life, and he was a very pious person. So piety and the knowledge, both help him to understand. He is a person who really think the essential message of the Quran is salah and sabr. Quran has come to teach people the salah, and the people who have seen him, like Muhammad Majid al-Yabadi Rahmanullah, he used to say, among all the people I met, I never have seen anybody praying so nicely either Mawla Farahi and Akbar al-Ahabadi. Though Mawla Majid al-Yabadi accompanied so much with Mawla Thanvi and Mawla Muslim Madani. But he said, among all the people I met and I accompanied, I never have seen anybody praying so nicely as Maulana Farahi and Akbar Allahabadi. People say when people used to go to Shibli Manzil to visit Maulana Shibli Numani, Maulana Shibli is alim anyway, but minor literature and poetry, to not so much about the prayer. People used to pray on the time, but not so. But as soon as Maulana Farahi comes, everybody about Urdu prayer and everybody is so nice. So Maulana Farahi is very so deep. And how he explained the prayer, I never have seen anybody explain the prayer as deep as him. Inshallah, if you have time, you know, sometimes, inshallah, explain what Maulana Farahi thinks about the prayer. Then you love the prayer, what the prayer is. The explanation, his prayer explanation, the best explanation of the prayer. I never have read anywhere else like that. It is so nice, so touching the heart. You love to pray, actually. After reading that, the only thing you like in life is to pray. The prayer is so nice after his description. He's the best person in this matter. No, not because all those things. No, not only that, he discussed the time of prayer, the rakah of the prayer, why 2 rakah, why 4 rakah, dhuhr, why this time, why that time, and so logical, and so much from the Quran. You just love.